You have a quote as well that I'd like to quote and I'd like to expand on. What at first exposure might seem confrontational, paradoxically, resolves into greater awareness and an expanded capacity for discernment. Can you expand on that for listeners?
Yes, when you confront illusion with truth, then, subjectively, the experience may be one of dismay, disillusionment, even anger, resentment. That's the initial animal responding. The animal doesn't want its view of stealing people's money is doing them a big favor, kind of a, it likes to believe that. All right, when confronted with the fact that that is not exactly the truth, there may be an initial reaction of dismay. But then, in consequence, upon reflection, one later may become quite grateful for that and say, thank God for that. You see, because we learn through our mistakes. If a person is not too evolved yet, a mistake is an occasion for guilt. But as you get more evolved, it's an occasion for learning. So you become grateful for your mistakes. And because it's by trial and error that we learn, and if the purpose of our lifetime here is to evolve, then every mistake subserves our spiritual goal. So mistakes are just as valuable as wins. Every mistake, reveals. When you look back at the mistake and you say, how did I make that error? How did I come to see it that way? Well, I wanted to see it that way. Why? Because if I saw it that way, then I could justify cheating the guy and keeping the cards up my sleeve,
Right.
You can think of any way you can think of to rationalize it. Well, it's for the good of the children that I just had to put a few cards up my sleeve. And, right, you can always rationalize some justification. But then one day you get honest with yourself. So the spiritual evolution, is based on the capacity to be of self-honesty. Self-honesty then requires humility. Humility comes about when you see the limitation of the ego. It's not sackcloth and ashes, penance, anything like that. It's just the limitation when you realize that, let's say, you've got a quarter of a horsepower motor, and what you're going to try and lift now is going to take one horsepower. So that's not an occasion for guilt or penance. That's just a matter of learning. So mistakes are equally valuable to wins. In fact, very often more valuable, because the mistake, it brings up a confrontation. Confrontation is often the only way the ego dissolves and the spirit learns. Major organizations hitting bottom is, colossal, because the ego is not going to let go until it's forced to, in a way. It's only when a confrontation that the ego realizes, I can't keep on going this way. Now, the only people who don't learn from mistakes, we call psychopaths. Huh? That's the idea of the whole three strikes and outlaw, that if by the third time you haven't gotten it, then you're probably not going to get it. And society's not safe because you don't have the capacity to learn from experience.
Right. Now, going back to guilt, what can we do to try and alleviate that burden of guilt?
Well, substitute regret. First of all, again, as a major 12-step group says, a decent regret. And excessive guilt is wallowing in the egotism. Oh, how big my mistake was and how important it must be to God and the universe. Oh, come on. So avoid the attraction of the ego to wallow in guilt. And all it requires is a decent regret. Guilt comes from the ego. Regret comes from the spirit. Regret says, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Bye. It doesn't hang out with it. It doesn't punish you emotionally. No, guilt is self-punishment, pain. It's also the presumption that without pain you won't get the lesson to some degree. Regret and just the willingness to learn and be thankful for all of life experiences, because who's to say which were the best and which were the worst? Many people's lives completely did a 180 as a consequence of a mistake. I mean, that was a bad one, and it brought you right up face to face with it. So then you change your way.
Do we all have to make those mistakes? Do we all have to hit rock bottom in order to awaken?
Well, people's bottoms are at different levels. Some people have a very high bottom. It doesn't take much to dissuade them from following fallacy.
And some of us have to really sink low.
Yeah, right. Somebody you respect says, that's not the right way to do it. You say, oh, you right away you correct yourself. Say, no resistance. Some people, the ego is much stronger, and it depends on how much investment you got in the payoff. If you got a big investment in the payoff, it's going to have to be a bigger impact, you know. You know, stealing cars is profitable, and it's only when you face a jail term and see what jail is really like and who's that hanging out there waiting for you. You think it was bad on the outside, well, you get on the inside. And then you decide, maybe this isn't the best way to try and make a living.